The coming-of-age comedy Reservation Dogs from FX returns for its third and final season today, debuting two new episodes on Hulu. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans says the low-key comedy about a group of Native American teens searching for their place in the world has an unassuming brilliance that captivates.
As someone who came late to watching Reservation Dogs, I found myself momentarily confused early in the third season when restless teen Bear Smallhill, backed by his friends, tries to confront his deadbeat dad in a dumpy apartment. Fortunately, Bear and us viewers have a little help from William Knifeman, the spirit of a warrior who died at Little Bighorn, and apologizes for the hectic pace of the first few minutes.
Oh, hey there. Hey, I know. I threw a lot at you in that first 3 minutes, right? Yeah, but you have to trust me. I'm an indigenous storyteller to the bone. I'm like a Greek chorus with a loincloth.
Viewers who saw last season know Bear and his friends, the spirit calls them Res Dogs, left their home in Oklahoma for California, fulfilling a dream once held by their friend Daniel, who died by suicide. But despite some disasters on the trip, Bear is resisting going back, egged on by Knifeman, who only Bear can see and hear.
This is your walkabout, your inner journey.
Can you please just tell me what to do?
I can't do that. I can only give you cryptic aphorisms. I don't like it either, but I gotta report to the Spirit Council.
This is the wonderful language of Reservation Dogs, which offers an offhandedly funny and unexpectedly touching look at aimless youth searching for purpose. But they also live in a world where Native American mysticism and folktales have a reality and power. On one level, the characters struggle to understand absent parents and unpredictable adults. Teenie, an aunt to one of the Res Dogs, comes to California to bring them home and drops a little knowledge in the process. She tells her niece a secret. Adults are more messed up than kids, and it doesn't get better as you get older.
Well, think about yourself when you were 11. How did you feel? Do you remember your thoughts?
Kind of the same as it does now?
Exactly. I feel the same as I did when I was your age. Except when you're an adult, you have baggage, and the baggage gets heavier.
But the most powerful moments in the first four episodes feature Bear, separated from his friends. He's on a journey that puts him in touch with the Deer Lady, a spirit we've seen before, who takes vengeance on those who've harmed women and children. This time, we get a look at her origin story, where she was taken from her family as a girl and brought to a terribly horrific religious school run by nuns who stripped the children of their culture and beat them. In one dreamy flashback, we see how the nuns, who only spoke English, sounded like monsters to a girl who couldn't yet understand their language.
Do any of them speak English?
If they did, they let on like they didn't.
And if I was only there's no quote.
Nail, what's that
on? Sir,
so what is that? Dinner's out.
This is where Reservation Dogs excels. It tells stories rooted in the reality of indigenous life, its brutal history, and its boundless culture, which reaches far beyond the reservation into the world. Critically acclaimed as the show is, it may still be one of the most overlooked comedies on TV today. So be sure to catch its third and final season now, to watch a singular voice on television spin stories featuring the kind of compelling, authentic characters TV rarely finds time to notice. I'm Eric Deggans.